Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, met for an hour late Saturday in Vienna as Iran and six world powers seek agreement on Iran's nuclear agenda. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports now from Vienna on what's being done to meet a Tuesday deadline to come up with a plan to eliminate sanctions on Iran while they scale back their nuclear program.
The key thing here in Vienna this weekend is that whether or not a deal can be made is still very much an open question. There are two outstanding issues that experts are still working on. That's the nuclear component and also the sanctions component. So experts on each of these sides are holding these marathon meetings to try to get through as many details as they can, push through as many of these disputes as they can before the foreign ministers arrive. They are expected to arrive perhaps on Sunday night as they approach this deadline on July the 7th and try to come up with some final comprehensive plan. In Vienna, Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News.
It's unclear whether Greeks will vote in today's referendum for more economic austerity to get crucial European bailout funds or reject EU demands and risk being thrown out of the Eurozone. Surveys going into today's referendum show the vote is too close to call, with both sides split right down the middle. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has called on the Muslim community to condemn the violent activities of Boko Haram. His call came after a surge of deadly suicide bombings in Nigeria's Borno state since the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants have released a video showing 25 men being executed by what appears to be young teenagers in an ancient amphitheater in the Syrian city of Palmyra. Militants have reportedly carried out more than 200 executions in and around Palmyra since they captured the city in May. Also Saturday, Syrian troops backed by Lebanese Hezbollah militia fighters began a major offensive to retake a rebel-held mountain resort where opposition fighters retaliated by shelling the capital, Damascus. UNESCO's World Heritage Committee meeting in Germany said Saturday it had designated seven cultural sites for addition to its World Heritage list. Two of the sites are in Iran and one each in China, Singapore, the Republic of Korea, Mongolia, and France. Palmyra, which I mentioned in the previous story, is under Islamic State control and has been a World Heritage Site for a number of years. On Friday, UNESCO's chief condemned the militants' treatment of Muslim antiquities in Palmyra. Across the United States on Saturday, Americans celebrated the 239th anniversary of the country's independence from Britain. And communities across the country, from New York and Washington to Chicago and Denver, Los Angeles and Honolulu, bands like this one played great American favorite tunes against a backdrop of fireworks displays. Security at the public events also were tight following warnings about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. President Obama wished all Americans a happy 4th of July in his weekly address.
We remember as well that this is the day when, 239 years ago, our founding patriots declared our independence, proclaiming that all of us are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, including the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
On July the 4th, 1776, representatives of the 13 American colonies officially adopted the Declaration of Independence, announcing the severing of ties with Britain. War for independence had already begun the previous year and would last until the Treaty of Paris, that was in 1783, formally recognizing the sovereignty of the United States. Benedict XVI, Emeritus Pope, theologian, on Saturday received honorary doctorates from the Pontifical John Paul II University in Krakow and the Krakow Academy of Music in his promotion and respect for the traditions of sacred music in the Church.
That's the latest world news from VOA.